So Mother Earth, she went and took shelter of Lord Brahma. Why? Because Lord Brahma is in charge of this universe. The Lord gave him the responsibility.
करने वाले का भार मुझे सहा नहीं जाता। यह पृथ्वी इस व्यक्ति की कमर झुक जाएगी, वो चल नहीं सकता है और स्वस्थ नहीं रहेगा, उसको बहुत विकलता होगी। उस तरह से पृथ्वी की दशा हो गई उस समय भगवान के अवतार की पहल। यह ब्रह्मा जी की शरण में गई, इसलिए कि ब्रह्मा जी इंचार्ज हैं इस जगत के। भगवान ने इनको जिम्मेवारी दिया है कि तुम यहाँ सब व्यवस्था देखते रहना। और भगवान तो वैकुंठ में रहते हैं या फिर समुद्र में रहते हैं, तो व्यवस्था अरेंजमेंट देखते रहो।
All the arrangements, etc.
पृथ्वी एक जीव है, जैसे हम लोग
Earth, whenever she needs to take shelter, she goes to Lord Brahma. Earth,
जैसे हम लोग इस
शरीर, she is a living entity, a jiva.
इतना बड़ा शरीर है,
just like we are living entities.
बहुत सूक्ष्म हम जीव हैं। शास्त्र कहता है कि केश के,
it's like we are jivatmas and we are in this big body. Actually, the scriptures they say that the spirit soul is a very tiny particle. If you take the tip of the hair of one hair and make 10,000 parts, and then take one of those parts and make 10,000 parts again, that is the size of us. Our spirit soul.
जीव बहुत सूक्ष्म है, आप क्या हम जीव, भगवान का।
So we are very small, सूक्ष्म।
जीव बहुत सूक्ष्म है, लेकिन उसको इतना बड़ा शरीर मिला हुआ है।
The jiva is very small, tiny particle.
तो हम एक जीव हैं,
but we have this
और हमारे इस
large body.
अन्य भी बहुत से जीव जी रहे हैं, मिलता।
Sometimes we get an elephant's body, and inside this body of ours there's so many other living entities living. These days the doctors also tell you that in the blood, in the stool and urine, in the bones,
लेकिन एक जीव अन्य जीवों का आश्रय है।
There are other living entities. So one
जीव है और उसका इतना बड़ा शरीर है।
One body is giving shelter to so many other bodies like ours. In the same way,
इतना बड़ा शरीर दिया है, भगवान की एक शक्ति है।
In the same way, Mother Earth has a very large body, and we are all taking shelter of her body. We are all living off her body.
एक केश के अग्रभाग अब जो हम जीव
What says of all the insignificant small bodies, I am the living entity. I am jiva. If we can have such a big body that so many other living entities can live our body, in the same way Mother Earth has a very large body in which all of us living entities can live inside her body or on her body. We have all taken birth from earth.
जैसे बच्चा माँ के पेट से जन्म लेता है, लेकिन माँ के देह की वस्तु को ही खाना चाहता है।
And we are eating things that are grown on earth, just like when the child is born from the mother and he starts feeding off the mother. And mother caresses the baby, keeps him on the lap, and he even kicks the mother. Sometime passes stool and urine on her. This Mother Earth, she is shelter for unlimited living entities. She has such a. We have taken birth on this earth, and parts of our body are separated. As America, Australia, Europe, etc.
इतना बड़ा, लेकिन वह एक शरीर अन्य समस्त शरीरों का, जीवों का आश्रय।
So if it ever comes to a situation like this, if there's a mother and she has two or four children, and if she becomes ill and she cannot get up, she just lies down in bed, cannot do any work, cannot take care of the kids, clean the house or cook. then she cannot properly take care of the kids. If she herself is not healthy, how she can take care of other living entities? I have seen in our village, in some homes, sometimes if the mother gets sick and she is lying on the bed and she's not able to take care of the children, bathe them, feed them, then some other lady will come and do some of her duties, take care of the kids, clean and cook. She tries to control the children and stop them from crying. When one mother, when she gets becomes ill, she cannot take care of two or three children. Then when this Mother Earth, she becomes ill, how can she take care of all these unlimited living entities taking shelter of her? At that time she calls out for her husband. And the scriptures, they say that her husband is Lord Vishnu. He is her Nath, her Swami. But her husband lives in Vaikuntha where there is not even a telephone. She cannot go there herself, so she goes to her son, Lord Brahma. Starts to cry, "Please do something, otherwise I can drown into Rasatala. My condition is not good." You must have heard many times in the Bhagavatam that the Supreme Lord comes to relieve Mother Earth of her burden. And this is a reason why he comes again and again. This is the reason. To remove her burden means to make all living entities happy and peaceful. Sometimes I give this example that there is a husband and he has to go away to do business or some work, and her wife is alone at home taking care of the children. People are separated because of business and work. If a lot of time passes, and maybe for a year or two, sometimes they go away to work for a long time, and if there is no letter, or he does not send any money, then the wife, she keeps taking care of the kids, but as she runs out of money and support, anxiously waits for her husband, "When my husband will come home, he will make me happy, he will make these children happy, he will provide for us." She will wait for a letter. Just as a chaste wife, she anxiously waits for her husband to come and help and take care of all the needs and her difficult situation, give her relief. In the same way, Mother Earth, she calls out to her husband and she awaits her help, his help. "When my Prabhu will come, when my Swami will come, when he will take avatar," and she awaits. Condition becomes very difficult to such an extent that she cannot produce grains and foodstuffs for her children. Because some of her children that are born to Mother Earth, they spoil her condition. They are such rascal children that they actually make her more sick. The blood of the cow that is slaughtered falls on Mother Earth. We can imagine what her condition must become. One time somebody asked Prabhupada, "Will there be a world war?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, there will be, as long as there is cow slaughtered and the blood of the cow falls on the ground Maybe sooner or later, but it is inevitable.